Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are walking through the book of Romans. And in Romans chapter 1, verse 3, Paul says the gospel is concerning his son, or concerning God's son, descended from David according to the flesh. That's Paul connecting dots for us. Jesus is both the fulfillment of prophecy and the hope of the world. By saying that Jesus is the son of David, Paul is identifying Jesus as the long-awaited Messiah, or the anointed one of God. He was born in weakness. He was born in humility. He was wrapped in skin and raised in a carpenter's home. But he wasn't just from David. He was actually before David. He's not just a man, not just a man of flesh. He's also the eternal Son of God who came down. And that's the wonder of the incarnation. God became man. The king entered the world as a baby. The promised one came with dust on his feet and eventually nails in his hands. So that we could pray today, Jesus, thank you for stepping into our world, fully God, fully man. You are everything I need. And here's two peoples that you can pray for today. Grady and Denise Johnson and their family are missionaries in Mexico. And also the Pangua LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. And here's the final word. Jesus didn't just fulfill a promise. He is the promise.